and Simin Chav Zayin Sif Hey. Adam Shul Olu Lenezilus. There's a person that if he and his head gets exposed to the cold, so he gets sick from this. He gets pain. And if he'll have to expose his head, so he will be unable to put on the tefillin shorosh. Yesh lahat eloi laniach tefillin shorosh al hakoiva dak. So put a thin kapel over his head, and this thin kapel will accomplish that his head is not exposed to the cold. So Memela, so what did we do now? We did as follows. This person has problems. There are two alternatives. One alternative is shouldn't wear tefillin at all, because if he'll wear tefillin properly by exposing his head, he'll get sick. The second alternative is to put a cover his head with a small kapel, and he'll put the tefillin over the kapel. So he accomplished that his head is not exposed, but at the same time, there's a chetzitze between the tefillin and his head. But there's a shitas harashbe that holds that there's no psul chatzitza by tefillin. So memela, so therefore, we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. That means even though meikir adin we don't paskin like the Rashba, al kaponim there's a shita sarashba. So al kaponim let him do this and he'll be yitz according to the Rashba. V'yichasein mipnei haroyim. But he should cover his head. That means people will see that he's putting the tefillin over a kapel. So they'll say, Maiserav, that's what you're supposed to do. So he should cover the tefillin. The people should not realize what he is doing. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah before we see the Ramah. Olu l'Naziris, Perish. Sheyesh loy machayv a meichesh b'roi, she has pain in his head, v'midala roishoy, and if it will uncover his head, yazik loy hakriris. So the cold will remazik him. It's kivin shu onus, since he's an onus, yochel lismoich al harashba desfira loy da'in chash bechatzitza. So it can be saimach on the Rashba, who holds there's no psul of chatzitza. V'loy nemar b'nei necho. Now, the chilkim on the Rashba holds, b'nei necho means, just like it says, by lesikachu kolcho b'nei necho, means the hair that is growing Beinei Necho, so that the tune has to be on that area where the hair grows. The Rashba holds, no, it doesn't mean it has to be on that area. We're just defining the where it has to be, but it doesn't have to be mamish on the Mokim Seya, Evel Lesayim Lehem Mokim. So Memele, so there's no psul of Chatzitze, it just has to be in this place. So according to the Rashba, there's no problem that he's putting the tefillin on top of this kapel. Umishum l'cho l'ois v'loi l'acherim l'ois. Now it means, let us just mention one thing. According to the Rashba, there's no psul chetitze. There's no psul chetitze. It means it doesn't have to be directly, it doesn't have to be on his hand, it doesn't have to be on his head. There could be something in between. There's a pasuk l'cho lois v'loy la'acherim lois. So we learn out from there, according to the Rashba, that you should not put your tefillin over your sleeve. So this is a, and the reason is not because it's a chatzitza, because there's no psul chatzitza by tefillin, but there's a special aloche that forget the tefillin has to be under the sleeve. It should be lacholois v'lei lachayim lois. So therefore, so let us say, leke betvillin shalosh, by tefillin b'chal, there's no such din that it has to be covered by your sleep. Do b'huksi v'ro kol ha'amitz k'shem v'shem nikro lech, b'chal, there's a din that it, one should see the tefillin shalosh. So memela, so we are saying this person who is an onus, there's no eitzah how he can wear tefillin, unless he'll put the tefillin over the kapel. But he should cover the tefillin because people will see him wearing tefillin over a kapel and they'll come to the conclusion that no psul chatzitze. Sheinam yaidim shohu onus, that he is, he's an onus, he doesn't have another eitzah. Tefillin shalosh, so he said he should put the tefillin shalosh on top of this kapel. Now, according to this, we are saimach on the Rashbe, that is no psul chatzitze. V'im yesh loy mako biyad b'mokim hanoches haktzitze. What if he has a mako in his hand? That means it's very painful by his muscle. V'amake mispashetes b'chol hakibayis. And the maka is the whole area of the muscle is a maka there, and it's very painful to put the tefillin on top of the maka. So again, according to the Rashbe, so there's no problems. I can put like a ace band-aid underneath it. Mutalayla niach alavetiye imleisagi bilavochi. That means if the only way he'll be able to put tefillin on the muscle, which is a maka there, it's sore, will only be if there's a band-aid there or something else, that's chaytis. So he'll do that. Again, we have the shitas harashbe, that the Rashbe holds is no psul chetzitze, p'lo yevorech. But he shouldn't make a broche. Tadas loyva poiskim de chitzitze pisalos. So the chitzitze pasos. Agav ulche, let us just say for 1 minute, if someone has a cast on the mokim atvillin, so loy poiskim also, that's this din. So that means, not according to the Rashbe, it's, you're not yaitz, but we have here, that the mokim einus, he should put it on to be yotze the shita sarash bal kaponim. She put it over the cast. No. This is the arm that it has to be on. But this is the yad keya. This is so you can't put it on another arm. Covers the muscle. Well, it won't be against the skin. So there's a chetzitza. Yeah, you should put, according to the Rashba, it's good. They have a nice. No, now we're going to talk about brochus. Now, he's an honest, that's what you'll do. That means if a person is an honest, he doesn't have any eitzes, so there's two alternatives. So I'll go according to Rav Poiskim, I won't put on tefillin, right? Okay, you could do that also. But we hear our shitas Rashba that you're eitzes. So we tell them, put on tefillin. But don't make a broch. Now we'll talk about the broch. Lo yevorech, todas lo yevah poiskim, tachatzitze poiselos. Here we're talking about by the shalosh. V'yevorech shtayim al shalosh. So now, according to the minig of the Gemara, that we make, that if you only have a tula shalosh, so you make two brachas on the shalosh, v'aniach and al mitzvahs, kibbalah b'simach avot v'agot. Ach yilbash al tefillin shal yad milamaylo, beged acher, kedei l'chaseisa. According to the Rashba, we said the halacha v'hoya l'cha l'ois is coming to tell us, there's no psul chatzitze, but it is coming to tell us that it should be covered with your beged. It should be covered with v'hoya l'cha l'ois, that you can put a chatzitze on it, there can be a chatzitze, but v'hoya l'cha l'ois is coming to tell us, according to the Rashba, that you should cover it with your beged. So therefore, if I have my cast, whatever that I should put a sleeve over it. So there's a band-aid, I put it on that. Avolaniach tzulin al chalukai. But to put tefillin on his sleeve, yeshayim dehosa afilu beyesh loymake. That means afilu yesh amake. But this pasuk lachol lois v'loy lacher mois is telling us that your beged should cover the tefillin. That afilu yilbashal beged acher. So that means, let's say you'll put on the yesh amake. So he doesn't want to put it directly on his muscle. So put his sleeve there. He doesn't have any yesh band-aid. So put his sleeve there, and then he'll put the tefillin over the sleeve, and then he'll put the sleeve of his jacket over that. That's no good of him. That means that. Oh, yes, yeah, so why is the shirt worse than the bandage? Because as follows, the bandage is only a psul of chatzitze, and by chatzitze there's no psul. The Rabbi Shmarach Baruch is no chatzitze. So you should put it, lois al yotcha, it's al yotcha. There's something in between, there's no psul chatzitze by tefillin. So it's al yotcha, so bandage, so it becomes, the chatzitze becomes bottled to the hand. It doesn't be directly on the hand. Al yotcha is good. But there's a posik, v'hoya l'cho lois, v'loila acherem lois. So this pasuk is coming to tell us that you should cover with your beged the tefillin. So this is a different, so you have to cover it. So that means if you're not covering it with the beged, others say, Lomis, it doesn't mean, a sleeve doesn't become bottle. A bandit will become bottle, a sleeve doesn't become bottle. I'll kapon him, this is the Lomis that, the pasuk is coming to tell us that you should cover it with your beged. Yes. No, the beged which is normally used to cover the muscle, that should cover the tefillin. Yes, that's the v'hoya l'chol la'ois. So what you should, the beged which normally covers this area, it should cover the tefillin. The jacket, but so now he's saying that if you have a shirt and a jacket, so he's saying to others hold that I'll put the shirt underneath and other that the children, and then I'll put the jacket over. That's no good. The pasuk is telling me the begodim have to cover the tefillin. That's what the begodim that you wear should cover the tefillin. That is what the pasuk is coming to tell us. So he says, I have one beged underneath and one beged on top, it won't help. This is, if he's wearing short sleeves, so I'll kapon him, so what's the problem with the short sleeves? You say, where's the jacket? It's gewaldig. The short sleeve, what? He doesn't wear a jacket at all. He only has short sleeves and he's not covering it. If it's not, I don't know. I mean, he's not wearing anything. Alachir is not being mekayim v'hoyil l'cholay. No, because that's goof pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is telling me you should put the tefillin where in such a place where the tefillin will only be an ois for you and not for someone else. I mean, the pasuk seems to tell you should wear short sleeves. I mean, that's the mechumen of the pasuk. Yeah, yeah, the same. No, only the bias. What? It matters how short they are. Yeah, okay. Okay, if it covers, if it goes till the elbow, will cover it, Taki. Yeah.
We're not concerned.
No, not the ritzus, only the bias, the bias. Yeah, yeah, the ritzus is no problem. Yeah. Okay. Hakoyva dak. So now it says that you're allowed to put over the tefillin, I'm sorry, over your head a small kapel, a thin kapel, that, and you put the tefillin on top of it, and there's no problem. Aval al koiva over also lanichem, but if you have a thick kapel, you're not allowed to put the tefillin over there. Lo yuchel lachaven l'tzamtzem, because then you'll not be able to put in the right place, mokim shamoyach shel tinik reifes. That means it has to go to the place where the baby is born, so the soft spot in the skull, it should reach till there. So if you have a thick couple, you won't be able to figure out exactly where that place is. Now the Ramah says, "V'menichem b'derech." So let's go back. The Ramah is speaking about that he has problems. He can't expose his head to the cold. So he's putting a kapel over his head, which is protecting his head. He puts the tefillin over the kapel, and he joints according to the Rashba, which is something. "V'menichem b'derech lo yivoych al sharoish." Don't make a brocha al sharoish, because according to Raif Paiskin, you are not Yaitze, because there's a Chatzitze. Hakivorech al Shayad Laniach. So make a Baruch al Shayad, and that's it. Hakivorech. We have a Lahitzi as Shalosh. We have to be made to the race. The Balafo Rita Savi Paiskin. Shem Baruch al Shneemer Laecho. Some of you make one Baruch, some make Laniach. Fine, the Bachar was told me the mash mit Ibrahim, the Nochen, the Zoyer, Shal Koponim, Bishas Krishma, Tzuli, Yibali, Chatzit, Seklal. I mean, this is a very big bitty habit that the Shita Sarajba, and it's even not only a Shita Sarajba, the Rajba was Mesupik, maybe Chatzit, there's no Psul Chatzit. So we have Roiv, Poiskim, Old, Chatzit, Pasul. The Rajba says, maybe it doesn't Pasul. So we're really stretching our necks by saying it, put out the kapel and show my Yisrael. So they say if any way possible by Krishna or by Tzul, if he could take it off, this kapel, it would be very choshev. Now, Sif Vot. Ve'iter Yad Yerinoi. A person who is right hand, he's left-handed. That means his right hand is not really his right hand. By him, it's his left hand. If he does everything bismayloi with his left hand, that means everything he does with his left hand, meiniach bismayloi, so then he puts the tefillin on his left hand, shehu yamin shel kolodo. That means, so this is a poshet halacha. Later it will get more complicated, but this halacha is poshet. This halacha is, he does everything with his left hand. So memele, and with his right hand, he doesn't do, Agavuch, let's just mention, the Piskei Tshuvos mentions, we're talking about two inyanim. There's one inyan that a person uses his right hand because he needs the strength of his right hand in order to do what he wants to do. So that means as follows: if he wants to bang a nail in, he wants to chop wood, he uses his strong hand. That means that this, the hand that has the strength, that's one way to be magdil, what's called the strong hand. Then we'll have later, there's another hagdore, that means if a hand that he has certain skills in this hand. It means you don't need strength, but he only has a skill in this hand. Let's say he can sew with this hand, he can write with this hand, but he needs to be said that even though it's not a union of koyach and gvura, you don't need strength for it. But this is also a special usage of the right hand. So now we're speaking about a poshita case, a person that does everything with his left hand. He carries with his left hand. He throws with his left hand. They say over a story that someone once came to the Rosh Yeshiva Reb Yankiv. They asked him, with which hand does he throw a ball? So he says, no, he's chassidish. He doesn't throw a ball. So he says, when he fights with his brother, with which hand does he hit him? So Al Kaponim, there you'll know. That's the hand that has strength, Al Kaponim. Al Kaponim. What? Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, that will have soon. This will have soon. This is a whole machlokes. Ve'ita yadimine. So now we have a person that his right hand is really his left hand. Everything he does with his left hand, so that left hand is his right hand. So he should put on his left hand, which is the right hand of everyone. If he equally does everything with both hands, then he puts it on the left hand. That by everyone is a left hand. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yad Yeminai. So he says he's a Ita Yad Yeminai. That means his right hand is his left hand. He doesn't use it. Now he says chidushim. Va'afilu nase ita al yedei shehirgil atzmai achakach. V'loy noilat kach. Now this is a chidush, and perhaps there's chiluki days, but let's see what the Mishabura paskes. That means he was born right-handed. And then he trained himself to do everything with his left hand. So now, after he trained himself, he does everything better with his left hand than with his right hand. But he wasn't born like this. Yoniach b'yamin. But al kaponim, I don't look how this came about, but I look now, what does he, l'maisa, this person does everything with his left hand, it's irrelevant how this came about, why this came about. But Bashar Rishon, now he does all his malacha with his left hand. So his right hand is called a Yad Keya, and he puts it on the right hand. Now, V'choshkein imin hashamayim hirgiluhu. What is, not that he was malgul himself, because of a illness, Mina Shemaim Dahainu Shanoilud Loi Choli Bi Minoi Venitol Akoyach Mimenu. That means that he was a righty. He always was a righty. But now, let's say this is debatable, but there are many poskim that hold like this. Let's say he got a stroke, so now he can't use his right hand anymore. He can't use his right hand. So now we have to look. This person has two hands. Which is the Yad Keho? Which is the hand, which is the weak hand? And which is the hand, which is the strong hand? Well, at the present time, he has two hands. But because of the Choli he has, now the left hand became the stronger hand, and the right hand became the Yad Keho. So that is so. So now the right hand will be called the Yad Keya. That's case number two. Oisha nikta loy kaf yodei hayemones. Or a third case, his palm was cut off. So now, since his palm was cut off, so all his meloche he does with his left hand, because he can't, that means because he doesn't have a palm. I feel the hand has strength, but he's not capable to do anything with this right hand because he doesn't have a palm, he doesn't have fingers. Pesach lasis komalachtoi bismil, bevadoi dinoi ki itel gomu, viyoniach alayat haritzutza. So he has a din of an itel. That means, so even though between you and me with his left hand, I mean, it's also very batlonish. He can write with his left hand, al kaponim, but everything is relative. With the right hand, he can't do anything. And with the left hand, so al kaponim, so the right hand is considered a yad keya. V'imchaza lebriyusai. What happens if, let's say, in the middle there was a chayli and now he became healthy? So now he has grad, he was using the left hand for such a long period of time, now he can use both hands equally. So now we'll have later the din that if a person uses both hands equally, so then he puts on the left hand. Kol melachtai, he does all meloche with the left hand. Hu adin afilu rak roiv melachtai. If roiv of his meloche he does with the left hand, so the right hand is the yad keya. Meiniach bismaylai. So we're talking about a person who does roiv melachtai with his left hand. So he puts it on his left hand, which is the right hand. V'meinichai b'yeminai. What if he put it on his right hand? Shusmail kol adam. That means everyone doesn't want to be different than everybody else. Everyone puts on the left hand. Also put on the left hand. Av b'diyavid lo yotze. He's not yotze because the halacha is it has to be put on the yad keya. And the yad keya is his right hand. What is he? If he is shaylit b'shtei yodov, he equally uses both hands. What's the lema? She'oise kol hamalochis b'shneiim shava b'shava. Mamish, there's no difference. He can use both hands equally. So then he puts it on the left hand. Agavuch the Levush says, why do you put on the left hand? I mean, there's a drash, we'll see soon, Yod Cho Yad Ke, you have to put it on the weak hand. Now, his left hand is not a weak hand. It's equal to his right hand. So the Levush says two terutzim on this. Terutz number one, that this person doesn't have a Yad Keya. He doesn't have a Yad Keya because both hands are equal. So then the halach is, so his hanachas tefillin is the way the hanachas tefillin of right people are. Most people put the tefillin on the left hand because most people, the strength is in the right hand. If he doesn't have any achor, so his halach is like most people. That's teretz number one. And teretz number two, he says he should put it close to the light. So that means even though Altiyat Keya, both of them are equal, so he puts it on the left hand, Al Kaponim, he should put it close to the light, that's why he should put it on the left hand. Yeah. Aval, so Shevet Pishtayoda means that both hands are equal. Aval Imnekaloi Lasri Spismail. But what is he can do with both hands, but it is easier for him to do it with his left hand. Avshi yochalas is oise gam b'yamin, zeh loy mikri shaylet p'shtayot. This is not called shaylet p'shtayot. Shaylet, that means if it's easier for him to do with his left hand than his right hand, that is, so then the right hand is called yad keya, and he puts it on the right hand. We're speaking about only if the mamish equal some amela, then he puts it on his left hand. Now we're going to have a mazadikushayla. Vim kaisev biyaminoi. What is, so now we're speaking about such a case, we had mentioned before, that there is two in yonim that of a right hand. One in of a right hand, he has more strength, and then he has more skills in that hand. But now we will not speak about any skill, we'll speak about a specific skill of writing. Vim kaisev biyaminai, if he writes with his right hand, ushal kol maisav oise bismaylai, but everything else he does with his left hand. Oi kaisev bismayl, or the other way around, he writes with his left hand, ushal kol maisav oise biyamin. So now we have here a machlokes apoiskin. Yesh oimrem sheyeniach tefillin biyad shetosh koyach debinan yad keyo. There's one drash, it says yotcho yud dalet chofei, which spells out yad keyo. So the halach is the tefillin has to be put on the weaker hand. So it is. So now we'll take everything into consideration. Everything he does with his left hand, besides writing he writes with his right hand. So aval kaponim, which is the stronger hand, so you look at what he does most of the malachas. So even though the skill of writing he has in his right hand, but that's, you look what is considered yadkeya, and the leiv malachas he does with his left hand, so the left hand is called yadkeya. V'yesh oimrim shayat shekoisei bo hiche shuvi yamin linyin seh minich tfilin biyat shekenekta. Now others hold is a drash. It says, ukshartom lois al yodecho. It says ukshartom. It says ukshartom and then it says later ukshartom. So we make a hekish. Which hand should be used to tie the tefillin, the hand that you write with. So Mamela, this is a different drash. The hand that you write with, this hand should be used to be toisha the tefillin. So according to this drash, Safilu, he does everything with his left hand. But he writes with his right hand, so Mamela, and so we have a different drash. Ukshar Tom, with which hand should you tie the tefillin? You should tie the tefillin with the hand that you write with. So if you write with your right hand, so that hand has to be used to tie the tefillin, and therefore, so you have to put the tefillin on the left hand. So you have to put the tefillin on the left hand, even though the left hand is not the Yad Keya, but I have another drash also. There's two droshes, and in this case, these two droshes are contradictory. So the shail is, which drash is the Ika? So the second day you hold that this drash is the Ika, you look at the hand that you write with, that's the hand that should make the kshire, and it is irrelevant if the tefillin are being put on a hand which is not a yad keya. I have different guidelines. So I have a machlokes what to do. Now, so let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shetosh koyach. The first day you hold that the tefillin, I don't look at the hand that he writes with. I look at the hand which is weak. Shetosh koyach atzoloyma, d'ksiva ein lo shum mailo mishal melocha yechidus. You'll sew with the right hand. It's irrelevant. You look at roiv melochas. Vozrina bosa roiv ha-maisim, v'hi anik reismel. So therefore, the right hand is called his left hand, because roiv melochas, even though he writes with his right hand, Chshuva Yemin, The chsiv in the other day holds the hand that you write with is the hand that you make the kshira with. Memeil the tune have to be on the opposite hand. The chsiv ukshartom uksavtom. Mashme, the ba'isa yad shekaisei bo, tzorech likshir es a tune al a yad shekinektai. Fine. Miu. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a psak. Miu kshaloi noilatkei. Now, let us just understand the case. We have a person that everything he did with his left hand. He wrote with his left hand also. He did everything with the left hand. Tak acha kach hirgul atzmai lichtoiv bismoil ushar maisov oise biyamin. Mir shalei noilat kein, rak acha kach ilgul atzmai. Not like that. Now, according to the Zemo says the ikar is the hand that he writes with. So if he writes with his left hand, so he puts a tune on his right hand, even though everything he does with his right hand. Now, so now the Mishnah Berurah says such a case. He does everything with the right hand. What? The heart was only used when he's equal with both hands, then there's a chesed. Yeah, but if both are equal, then there's a maila v'alavavecha. But abba kaponim, if I have other sibis, then I don't look at the heart. But then I have other sibis. So I have here two drushes. One drush I have, the tune have to be put on the weaker hand. Another drash I have that the tefillin should be tied on with the hand that you write with. So now, according to the second day, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant what my stronger hand is. I mean, so according to the second day, I do everything with my right hand and I write with my left hand. So the Rambam says, the Rambam says, the minig is that we look at the hand that he writes with. So it comes out according to the Rambam, a person is a righty, but everything he does with his right hand, but he writes with his left hand. So memele, you have to put the tefillin on his right hand, even though this is the strong hand, because the ikar is the hand that you write with has to make the kshira. That's what the Rambam says. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, but what will be the din? He used to write with his right hand also. He did everything with his right hand. And now he was margul himself to write with the left hand. So Memele, so number one, this is not so poshut that we just said before, that if he was margul himself, we also take this into consideration, but it's not a double portion. So, number one, he really doesn't write, he was malgul himself to write with the left hand, number one. Number two, there's a shitas habach, that is chaylik on the machava. The Bach says, if he writes with his left hand, and everything he does with his right hand, so the Gemara says, You put it on the right hand because he writes with his right hand. The Bach says if he writes with his left hand, he does everything with the right hand. He considers so this is they're equal. With the left hand he writes, with the right hand he has, they're equal. And if he's equal, you put it on the left hand. He says chaylik on the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah is paskening. So if I have such a case, he writes with the left hand. and he does everything with the right hand. So we have a machlokes, the Bach and the Rambam. The Rambam says he put the tefillin on the right hand, the Bach says he put it on the left hand. But I have another chesbon over here, he really doesn't write with the left hand. He was malgul himself to write with the left hand, which is also not so poshut. Then he should put it on the left hand. But I'm saying, yeah. Now, what if a person can't write, period? There's not the Bible. Now, here the Mishnah Berurah is mesupik, what's called writing, if you have to have dafke ksav ashuris, or a filanad ksav, it's not too clear exactly. God, says that it means ksav ashuris, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to hold like that. One more thing, v'hochi nog, I am the bir aloch.